Joining us to talk about it all, Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday and moderator of the final presidential debate that tens of millions watched Wednesday night. How you doing, Chris?
I'm great. Good to be back with you guys.
Well, you know, I should say that many people say the winner of the debate was you, Chris.
Let me just say the country is safe because the only thing I'm going to be in charge of is my Sunday show.
Very good. So why don't we start talking about the presidential election, of course, and one of the things that came up during the debate, that's the peaceful transition of power. This really became the talking point. What was your takeaway?
Well, the reason I asked the question that made all the headlines is because for a couple of weeks, Trump had been talking about the election being rigged and possibly stolen. It was a big enough issue that his running mate Mike Pence was asked on the Sunday shows whether they would respect the results of the election. And he said, absolutely, Trump and he, Pence, would. But Trump had never said that, so I asked him, and he said, well, we'll see what happens. And then because of the fact that that was, and I have to say, some people in the hall were gasped at that. I try to put it in historical perspective and say, you know, this is part of the glue of our democracy, the idea, no matter how hard fought a campaign is, that the loser concedes graciously to the winner and we all unite again. And that's when he said, I'll keep you in suspense. And I thought he had done pretty well in the debate for an awful lot of it, but I knew as soon as he said it, that was going to be the headline.
One of the reasons you've gotten bipartisan praise for your handling of the debate is that you also equally went after Hillary Clinton with questions on a number of issues. Do you think that Donald Trump missed his opportunity to make his case by not following up on some of the questions you were asking about her?
Yeah, I do. It's a very good question, Sean. I mean, for instance, one of the questions I asked her had to do with his charge that the Clinton Foundation is pay to play, and there have been a lot of damaging emails that have come out in the last week or two. And when I asked her, she tried to shift very quickly to talk about all the good work that the Clinton Foundation does, which it does, but she was shifting away from the question. And then I threw it to Trump, and Trump really kind of dropped the ball. I was surprised because there were lots of facts that he could have cited or questioned her on. But, you know, it's not an interview. It's a debate. And ultimately, it's up to, you know, the one candidate to score points on the other. When Hillary Clinton was given the opportunity, she scored. There were some times when Trump did, and there were some times when Trump did not.
Before we ask who's on the show, in 20 seconds, can you talk about the crowd? You had to manage the crowd, but was there a palpable sense of where they were?
No, they're given seats kind of equally, and so it was pretty evenly split. I will say it was just sort of fascinating and added to the stress of the thing. I turned around, and on one side were the Trumps, Melania and Ivanka and the boys and stuff, and I turned around, and there on the other side was Bill Clinton and Chelsea and her husband, Mark, and then, for some reason, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. There was a kind of a surreal feeling about the whole evening, and that only added to it.
Chris, who do you have for Fox News Sunday?
Well, we're going to be talking to Kellyanne Conway, Trump's campaign manager, and the big question, if you believe the polls, he's behind in swing states, he's behind nationally. On Sunday, he'll have 16 days. How do they turn it around? What's the strategy? And then, because debate questions are a terrible thing to waste, we're going to have a second debate, this time between Newt Gingrich and Democratic Congressman Javier Becerra. And, you know, one of the things that happens in these debates is they take the conversation where they want. So I've got some really good debate questions, and I'm going to get them in.
We know you do. Thank you, Chris. Have fun.
Bye, guys.